Welcome to the podcast. Today is Saturday, 9th of May, 2026. We had 4 missile alerts on Tuesday this week. The ceasefire seems to have stopped. Since then, apparently there were some missiles Thursday night, and obviously ships have been hit and things like that. Now the parties involved say the ceasefire is still there. They're trying to resolve the war, but missiles are still flying. Strange thing, yesterday, a big group of children were in the street pointing at the sky. There were 2 airliners flying above, high in the sky, near each other. The children were convinced they were missiles coming for us. This was a group of maybe 40 children. Schools have been closed again. And some are frightened. Some have been flown out to other countries. We are not able to do that. Even if we wanted to, we certainly wouldn't be safe in the UK. We are safer here than the UK, I believe. But like everyone, we should have passports in a war zone. And my co-parent is quite happy to have us at risk, and they don't care if we die. And I've said that many times before, so I won't dwell on it. What I want to reflect on today, I don't know, there could be a resolution to the war announced this weekend, or an increase in hostilities. Who's to know? What I do want to say, I'm reflecting more and more now on death and the likelihood of me not being around much longer. I feel that I'm coming to the end of my life, and I've been feeling that for a while, some months. I've been posting about it on social media that I feel my co-parent will result in my death, probably for over a year. Whatever reason my co-parent might want to put on it, and she has never given a reason, the actions are to put me and my daughter in harm's way in a number of ways, even before the war. She debanked us in 2023 without knowing if her own child had food and shelter. She's hired a soldier with a assault conviction in Canada. He threatened me and demanded money. There's many things. I won't list them again because this will end up being a long podcast, but it's on my friend's Substack. And I post about it widely on X. I'm not going to bore people with it. But now, you know, we find ourselves in a war. Even if we're in England, we'd be far more in danger, I believe. The government here is doing a wonderful job to protect us from missiles. The UK government, you know, we all see how they treat children, covering up the grooming gangs. The streets aren't safe. Drugs are rife. Paedophiles often don't go to jail. I could go on, and we will do our other episodes on those topics if I'm around. But if my co-parent has taken mine and my child's house, my child's inheritance, that is going to impact my child for decades. My co-parent has hired this soldier and many other things. Again, I won't go into them, but if my co-parent has done things that could have and still could kill us here, and she doesn't care about her child on even that most basic of level, how on earth would we be safe in the UK? What harm would she do to her child there? Her child could have been starving for over 2 years. Right now, her child could be dead from a missile attack or could be homeless. My co-parent does not care. She has not caught her child since December 2024. Now that's fine if she doesn't care about her child, but she should, that's absolutely, it's sad, but if she doesn't care, she should let us move on in safety and let her daughter have a childhood without being in danger. I'm not asking her to call. I remind her every week with messages that can she send a link to, so that she can call her child online, which she never does. I can't make people call their children. You know, I've said if she wants to, if she wants to visit, if she wants to mediate and resolve, I've begged for her to agree some safeguards so that we could return to the UK for over 2 years. But if she doesn't want any of that, then I can't do anything about it. What I just wish for is that she would then stop attacking her own child and me and let us live in peace and safety. But she won't do that either. And so as I've said many times, it's not like this is a new thing. I am afraid for mine and my daughter's lives because of the behavior of my co-parent. And I don't think she's going to stop until we're dead. And I can't do anything about that either. All I can do is document this. And if the worst happens, my friends will keep it all online and perhaps people can learn. Lots of people die in family court cases in the UK and elsewhere. And nothing really changes. Perhaps nothing really will change if I die. I can't change it. You know, what am I supposed to do? There's nothing else I can do except hope that we do survive and record things. So whether the war is almost a side issue. She's been trying to harm us since long before the war, years before the war. So we're in danger any which way. And that's really all I've got to say. You know, sooner or later, if somebody really wants to kill you, they're going to succeed. And that's the realization I'm coming to, is that this person is not somebody who has any interest in their child. And she has interest in harming people. And I don't think there could be any doubt of that now. I'm in great fear, as I've been for years, and I've documented for years. And I don't think there's a solution. And that's it, really. We'll be around and alive as long as we are. But there's no safety in the UK for us, and my co-parent is stopping us going to a safer place. And she wants us in as much of harm's way as she can, and we will have to see how that resolves. And that's it, really. Wherever you are in your parenting journey, best wishes and bye for now.